Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How's everybody doing today? We thank God for another day to share His word with you. And today we're talking about being real with God. And this time of the year, so many people put on a front with God. This coming Sunday, with people celebrating the resurrection of the Lord. Some people call it Easter. Today, some people are celebrating a day that doesn't really exist. And it's Good Friday. You know, yesterday was Good Thursday. So what is Good Friday for a lot of people? I remember asking a lady, what about, you know, Good Friday? She said it's one of the greatest holidays of the Christian faith. She's very, very hit with it, right? And I said, and I asked her a question. Do you believe that Jesus was crucified on a Friday? Yes. And he was raised on a Sunday morning, yes. I said, how can you get 3 nights and 3 days from Friday to Sunday? And she said, I don't like people like you ask questions like that. And it just knocked her off of her her foundation, what she was from. Because she went to a church that she didn't even understand the language, but she believed everything they said. And most people this weekend, they will go to church. Some people will go to Sunrise Savers. And they don't even know why they're going. They do not know the scriptures. And I'm over here in Luke chapter 24. And this, I said, you have to be real with God. You can't fake. And for con artists, they see a fake Christian a mile away. You see, and most people go to church on Sunday, every Sunday of faith. You know, what do you mean that with their faith? What do you mean? Well, I'm gonna read some scriptures, and then you be the judge. Like I said, you if you have time, write these down or go back and listen to the teaching again, because you don't have to believe what I'm telling you unless it's in this book. This is the foundation of the church. The Word of God is the foundation. You use anything else in the chain. And the Bible says, I'm the Lord God, I change not. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and for He doesn't change. But His people change. It's time of Passover. And, you know, we'll have the movie The Ten Commandments on. And how God delivered the Jews out of the hands of bondage of the Egyptians. Amen? And God showed them miracle after miracle, and they forsook Him in the wilderness. And He had His brother Aaron, Moses' brother, make a God for us that we can go before for us. He can go before us. And the same thing goes today, folks. People have a God. They make it their own God. Most people who go to church on a Sunday do not worship the Lord God, the real and true living God. And this time I'm going to prove it to you. No different than the Jews said, let us make up of a God. Now, why did they want to make a God up? They were just like the Egyptians. See, the Egyptians had all kind of gods. They had God of the water, the air, all flies, lice, all kind of different gods they had. But one thing you think about some folks, every God that you will make, you can control. You will have a God that you like. You will not have a God who will tell you what to do, what's best for you. You'll have a God that He'll let you slide. He understands your mess, all this kind of stuff. And see, most people go to church on this Sunday especially. This may be the only Sunday that they will go to church all year long. There are some believers who are CME Christians. like AMEs, you know, these are CMEs. They go to church Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. That's the only time they show up. They think God, they're doing God a favor. And you people got Lent is another one. People, well, you know, I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to look at television, you know, for 40 days. I'm not going to do this. But you're going to raise hell like the devil the rest of the year. See, God is not impressed with stuff like that. And see, for certain things that people do, they fast certain things, you know, during this time. Well, how come you don't do that all year long? You'd be better off. Well, I'm going to read the Bible for 40 days. Well, how come you don't read it every day? See, reading the Bible is not good for God. It's good for you. God says, oh, look, they're reading the Bible. They're studying about who they are. No, it's a checklist. Well, I've done that, you know, going about my business. See, their business is not God's business. It says, and behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were closed, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that you have one to the other as you walk and are sad? And one of them said, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said to him, are you only a stranger in Jerusalem, have not known these things which have come to pass there in these days? And he said to them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and had crucified him. But we trusted he had been he that we should redeem Israel. Besides this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yes, and certain women also of our company made us astonished when they were early at the sepulchre, when they had found not his body. They came and said that they had seen a vision of an angel which said that he was alive. And certain which was with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said to them, O fools and slow of heart, believe all the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ have suffered these things and entered into glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, expounded to them all the scriptures that concerning himself. And they drew near to the village which they went, and they made thought he would be going further, but they constrained him, bide with us, for it is towards even, and the day is far spent. And he went to tarry with them. And it came to pass, they sat at meat with them. He took bread and blessed them and break and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and he knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Now, Jesus is telling them, ought not the Christ, it was written in the scriptures. But what they was taught, well, you know, he's going to buy forever. You see, that's why Jews, unless they are Messianic Jews, they don't accept Jesus as the Messiah. They don't accept as the Christ. But it's written. You go through the scripture, and you'll find out. You see, because when a Jewish person finds out that Jesus is the Christ, oh, I mean, they're off running. They off run. Oh my goodness! And this why we do this. And this, I mean, everything it falls into place. Just like here, but God has to open their eyes. Just like He opened your eyes, He opened my eyes to know that He was the Christ. Hallelujah! I know evangelist named Sid Roth. You ever heard of him? He used to have a Bible study here in Maryland every Tuesday, and I would go, and his father was there. His father, Orthodox Jew, and so one day he got this rabbi that his father knew to put his autograph in his Bible, Old Testament, and he went and took it to his father. He started reading out of the Old Testament. His father said, stop, stop. He says, what's wrong? He said, why are you reading me this Christian Bible? This is Old Testament. Rabbi such and such decided that. He wouldn't accept it. He said, you know, I already knew something was wrong with that guy. But what Sid was reading to him, he knew it was talking about Jesus. And it's like Isaiah 53, Jews don't read that. Because you definitely know it's talking about Jesus. So it's the con that people are not real. See, you've got to be real with God because he has made provision for every situation that we will encounter. will have fallen into. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God loves you always and in everything, not just when you go to church. Hello? Not when you pray or give money or read your Bible. He loves the sinner as much as he loves the believer. And he's not impressed when you come to church and you don't want to come. A lot of times if I go to a place that I have never ministered in before and people don't know me, and I say, well, if you know, if anybody has forced you to come and you don't want to really be here, you want to be at the ball game or something, hey, you can get up. I'm going to turn my back, so, you know. You're not going to hurt my feelings. You know nobody ever leaves? Because if you don't want to be there, it's like, you know, you're not impressing God, you're suffering. You know, and people will con you, well, you can come to church and God is going to do this for you and all this kind of stuff. You know, it's a con. No different. You would want, if you a man, you want a wife that wants you for you. You're a woman, you want a man that loves you for you. It's not what you can do for them. God wants relationship with you because you're the only you on this planet that he can love. You, just like you are. But him being God, you'll change. You hang around God more, you'll change. You'll be conformed to the image of his son. You know, like even they had that in the movie, The Ten Commandments, you know, Moses up on the mountain, and the glory of God was on him. See, you can't hang out with God and your life not be changed. Hallelujah. I've heard people talk about different ministers I've known. See, you know him? And I could not believe that they were talking about the same person I know. Because if you hang around this person, hey, Jesus is going to rub off on you. Then, why? Why would you say that? Because there was no evidence in their life that they have ever heard anything that man had said. You know, it's just like you live in a certain town and they make a new road and somebody tells you about a shortcut to get to your house. And they say, yeah, you go down this road and you cut your time off in half. If you believe the person, you'll take the shortcut and be closer to your house. There'll be a change. Well, yeah, you save me half the time to get home. So if the person don't believe, they're not going to act on it. That's just like the word of God. See, Jesus is telling them it is written in the scriptures about him. Slow of heart. Did not believe. Because the disciples thought he was through. It was all over. The Bible said if the devil had known, he would never crucify the Lord of glory. So if you don't want to go to church Sunday, don't go. It's not going to do you any good because you don't want to be there. Like you say, you don't hang around people you don't want to be around. You know, like I said, get back to this man-woman situation and like use this one. Say there's a woman that likes you, this man, and a man don't like this woman. Well, he have to hang out with her no more than a woman that a man he's sending her flowers on. I don't want nothing to do with this man. No matter what he does, they don't want no relationship with him. You don't know. I know you hear people doing Valentine's. See, a woman is always looking for a boyfriend at that time. Why? Well, she wants some flowers and some candy. She will go out to dinner. And a man is always trying to get rid of the girlfriend that he's got. Because he don't want to give no flowers, can't even take out to dinner. See, it ain't about love. It's not about caring. It's not about giving. This is what I'm going to receive. Be real with God. See, when I was a kid, this time of year, only thing about was that Easter basket. And one of my brothers, he would bring my parents a palm. You know. See, what Jesus is doing in your life now is for right now. See, because he's already been crucified, he's already hung on the cross, he's already going to hell, he's already been raised from the dead. Now it's your turn. He said, go into all the world and preach. Those that believe shall be saved, them that don't will be damned. People have been taught, well, you go to church every Sunday, and you do the same thing every year, and we're going to think about Jesus, and then we're going to go out and party. Just like, you know, like tonight's Friday. People, you know, they're going to go out to the club and party and dance. Now suddenly they're going to go to church. Oh, Lord, please forgive me. He forgave you 2,000 years ago. See, that's the thing. They have people wasting their time. See, because there's nothing in a club a believer should want. No. It's like it's really beneath them. Would you hang out in a rat hole? You know, you had a chance to live in a nice house, or you live in a rat hole. Which one would you take? Well, see, that's the equivalent of a believer living like God wants him to live and believer living like the devil wants you to live. See, the devil wants you to live. See, he wants you to hang out in the club. Do you understand? Because you're no threat to him of messing with his kingdom. Just do your own thing. Because as long as you're doing your thing, you're not going to be doing God's thing, and you're no threat to the devil's activity. See, that's why I say be real with God. When you're real with God, you look in the scripture, you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly. You have been. God has forgiven you all sin. You're redeemed from the curse of the law. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. People are running after something they already have. I say all your needs are met. No different than a young couple, or any couple, you're having a baby, and you have means, crib, everything, color of the room, everything is already done. Before the baby even shows up, before Adam and Eve ever showed up, the garden was already ready for them when they got there. They didn't have to do anything. So your life in the kingdom is already set up for you to be successful. The problem is you've been taught not to be successful. Because I remember hearing one time a lot of people, Oral Roberts had a hospital. He's combining medicine with prayer. A lot of doctors got upset with him. They said, well, if God healed everybody, what would I do? Well, praise the Lord, you just jump for joy. See, because virtually, if your fulfillment is being a doctor, I feel very sad for you. See, God loves you for you. He doesn't love you because you're a doctor. See, a lot of people, they live out of what they do, not who they are. Because, you know, if you meet somebody and they'll tell you, oh, I'm such and such, and I'm Pastor T, and why do this? I didn't ask you what you did. I asked you who you are. And see, they identify with what they do. Without doing that, they don't exist. I'm nothing. And see, that's why your identity is in Christ. It's not in what you do. I can get back when I was a kid. Looking for that Easter basket. It had nothing to do with Jesus. Church we were involved in, it had nothing to do with Jesus. Death, burial, and resurrection. It had nothing to do with him. But like I said, in the Jewish culture, Passover, they go over when the children of Israel got delivered out of Egypt every year. Why is this night special above every night? See, believers, Christians, they don't have that. They don't have, like, around here, when we lead somebody to Christ, we give them a rebirth certificate. People say, what's a rebirth certificate? Well, you got a birth certificate, right, when you got born? Right? Identification. Now you've got a rebirth. You were born again. You've been born from the spirit world. You've been born from heaven. You've been born into God's kingdom. You become God's son or daughter. And that day and the time and the year that you get, see, you always point to that. That's the day I gave my life to Christ. That's the day I got born again. That's the day I got filled with the Spirit of God. And it has nothing to do with how you feel. I've heard people, you know, say, hey, man, I first gave my heart down. I know I felt so great. I don't feel so good the next day. What's that got to do with it? Babies get born, they start crying. That didn't change, they weren't born. And just because you don't feel a certain way doesn't mean you didn't get born again. You know, then how our organization, they put all the kind of rules away. You got to do this, you got to do that, and you got to do that. And then when you don't do it, oh, you know, you're in serious trouble. Not with God, you're not, because he's already made provision for you. And people want to keep you from knowing what the provision is, because if you don't know what the provision is, you will always have to go back then for help. That's like my brother, like you bring that palm every year to my friend, because they still back on the road going to Jerusalem. They're not living here. They're not living on where they're living. They're still back there, still Old Testament saints. Where Jesus says, you know, wait in Jerusalem, the Holy Spirit come. Well, he'd already come. He never left. You ever been in a service and they say, God, go with us as we leave this place? And he said, I never leave you or forsake you. But then why would somebody pray that? Because I don't feel him. What's feeling got to do with it? Like I said, if you run by your feelings, 9 out of 10 times you're going to get up and go to work. Very few people I know, they just jump up and say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, great day is this. This is the day the Lord has made, I rejoice and be glad in it. Most people get up, oh man, I got to go to work. They don't feel like going to work, but they end up going. Why? Because their dedication to their job is more important, overrules their feeling, how they feel. Because they know it's benefit going to that job than staying and laying up in that bed. And so many things, folks, that God has for you, and most people, they will live their entire life and never do it. Are you in? You are in the tradition of doing the same thing every year, like you know you going to your mother's house or you going, you know, going to your father-in-law's house or what, every year, every Easter. Every Memorial Holiday, every 4th of July, you're doing the same thing, the same thing, tradition. And he said, your traditions make the word of God of none effect in your life. And far too many believers, they're in that boat. You know, here's the tradition that's going to be done Sunday, the Easter egg hunt. I heard a minister talking about his niece went to Ireland and said she was shocked that they didn't have an Easter egg hunt. And he started laughing. Said, what does that have to do with the gospel? And he said, well, you know, it's something for the kids. Well, folks, you ought to check out about Passover and the lamb that they had, you know, what the lamb was, it was like a pet. And that lamb got sacrificed for their sin. That's how bad a situation believers were in, or non-believers were in, that you were cut off from God. And that was the only way. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Somebody had to pay for the sin that Adam did in the beginning. See, he is the chief of sinners. People always want to blame it on Eve. No, God gave the command to Adam. And Adam told Eve, don't eat of the tree. Because, you know, Eve comes to the devil. She looks at the tree, nothing happens. She picks the fruit, nothing happens to her. She eats the fruit, nothing happens. She gives it to her husband, and all hell breaks loose. Why? Because he's the head, responsible one. And he blew his responsibility. So that is why we were born in sin, because all of us come from Adam. See, because if you don't come from Adam, you come from another planet. And see, these laws here you wouldn't be subject to them. But see, everybody's born on this planet, they're subject to the law here. Is it gravity? You don't see people floating around, they're subject to that law of gravity. They're subject to a sin and death. There's nobody around here that's lived forever. Why? Because they have been born into this planet. You know, how many out there, you believe that Jesus is the Christ, Son of the living God. You believe he was Jesus the Christ when he was raised from the dead. You believe that he was Jesus the Christ when he hung on the cross. You believe he was the Son of God when he ministered to the sick. You believe he was the Son of God when he was in the temple at Sabon when he was 12 years old. See, they were astonished at his answers and understanding. Believe he was the Son of God when he was in the manger. And you believe he was Son of God before he came here. And you believe all that? Why did he just come off his throne and just come down here? Which I'm the Son of God, believe on me. How many of y'all know it's been illegal for him to do that? That's why, like so many things, if you don't know how the game is played, you'll fail. So you can't use football rules of a baseball game. It won't work. And that's what a lot of people do with their spiritual life. They try to put different rules in play that don't affect. Because people say, if, you know, like I love dealing with atheists. Because atheists have more sense than the average person who goes to church every Sunday. Because they will hear what Christians say, well, you know, God, he's in control of everything. And well, if that's the case, how come he let little children starve in Africa? And I'd rather believe there's no God than believe a God that would let little children starve in Africa. Our wars and killings and rapes and murders and all this kind of stuff. You say there's a God, I don't believe such a thing as that. I say, and ran into a counter like that. So I'm believing in God. And you don't have enough knowledge to make that statement. So one thing for me, I'm not impressed with people that don't say, I don't believe the Bible, I don't believe the scripture, I don't believe what you preach. And people just didn't believe the world was round. They didn't believe you could get into outer space. You know, they don't, you without knowledge. There's one particular, well, you know, I've got kids, I take care of them, I do better than your God. Oh, really? I said, you got neighbors? Yes. So they got kids? Yes. I said, you take care of them? No. Family? No. I mean, quick, no. Why not? They're not my kids. I said, neither of the people don't believe in God. Amen? Well, I see our time is going on for the day, and like always, we give you the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you'd like to be born again and receive God's free gift of salvation by making Jesus your Lord and Savior, pray this prayer with us. Say, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for sending Jesus to pay for my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Do something in my life that will glorify you on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, drop a little note off to Eagles of Prayer Ministries, P.O. Box 3024, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20885. We'll send you out some free study material to help you in your newfound faith in Christ. Send your prayer requests, comments, questions, anything we can help you with. See, God wants you to go to church because you love him. You want to know more about him. Amen? God bless you. Have a great night. And remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Bye-bye.